You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, this is interesting here. You know, many of you always ask, okay, you know, this is going on. We're coming up on a weekend. Like right now, it's a beautiful Friday. We're coming up on a weekend. All right, if I get sick, doctor, where do I go? Do I go to a walk-in clinic? Do I go to an ER? Do I go to the doctor? And I've tried to train you guys over the years where to go, because I'm tired of people going to the ER that don't have to go, and I'm also tired of people waiting till Monday morning to see their doctor. Meanwhile, they were having a heart attack. So I think we need to review that really quickly, all right? We also need to, I need to reveal this. This is kind of interesting. Many of us are jet-lagged, and these apps seem to come out for everything now, right? An app to tell you if you're pregnant, an app to tell you if you're dating somebody, if an app to hit on somebody in the restaurant that you're at. Well, I guess now there's supposed to be a new math sort of app that helps you cheat jet lag. We're going to talk about that. All right. We're also going to talk about how you may not want to fake it in the bedroom, because most partners know when you are faking your climax. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you guys fake liking the show. Yeah, I think that's an issue. No faking it. All right, so to start off, okay, the ER. All right, this was a very interesting topic here. An article on CNN, they have these five myths about the ER. All right, like for example, the ER is not like what you see on TV. Now, what's very, very interesting is I used to watch, you know, the TV show ER. It was actually pretty damn close. All right. I mean, I was in medical school when ER and, you know, George Clooney and, you know, Goose, right, from Top Gun was in it. And I'm watching this going, okay, this is pretty damn accurate. What about Scrubs? Okay, you know, how inaccurate is Scrubs? Well, we talked about how inaccurate that one case was where somebody had a light bulb up in the rectum and they had to use an angiocath to slide up in there and bring the light bulb out. What was very unrealistic about that light bulb is, number one, it was lit, and that makes absolutely no sense why the light bulb was all lit up, because there was no, obviously, a power source. And number two, usually the glass would shatter, right, being shoved up like that into the rectum. So, yeah, that was a little bit unrealistic. But what about the idea of the stratification of the surgeons versus the internal medicines, the call, the flirting with people on call, the nurses running things? I mean, that's pretty true. I mean, the nurses, oh, you didn't want to make Carla mad on Scrubs, and you don't want to make Carla mad in Cheers, right? Anybody by the name of Carla, you don't want to mess with. But it's true. I mean, the nurses, oh, my gosh, I would never even think of talking down to the nurses and trying to be Mr. Boss or anything like that. No way. You needed the nurses. Was there a Dr. Cox that ran around being the way he was? Oh, absolutely. That was very accurate. So apparently, they said a survey in 2007 of more than 3,000 emergency room nurses found that more than half of the nurses had been spit on, hit, pushed, shoved, scratched by patients. About a fourth of the nurses said they experienced more than 20 of these types of episodes over 3 years. It's very true. When I worked as an ER doc, I was grabbed and pushed and yelled at and spit on. And I mean, it's just what people do. So, unfortunately, it happens. And, you know, assault in the workplace is nothing to joke about. And these nurses do. They really get, you know, attacked, and doctors as well. Patient satisfaction being number one priority. Right? Is that a myth? Well, they think it is. You know, I mean, you know, is customer always right? Is there patient satisfaction? Now, you know, there was a 2012 study published in the JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association, showed that higher patient satisfaction scores are associated with higher healthcare expenditures and higher mortality. Patients will a lot of times want to go to the ER, getting a CAT scan, when they don't need one, or antibiotics for a cold. When they don't get it, they leave upset. But they found that that may actually be better better for the patients. For me, one thing I noticed, having been in customer service jobs for most of my life before I became an ER doc, is it was kind of a breath of fresh air to not have to kiss everybody's butt. Now, I am very nice to people, but I didn't have to worry about the smile, about the please and thank you, the suggestive selling of the onion rings, it was kind of nice to go, look, you know, I'm just here to save your life, or I'm just here to do this, so just cut me some slack, and, you know, if I do what I need to do, you know, that should be good enough for you. I mean, I didn't have to worry about customer satisfaction surveys, etc. All I have to do is do my job and get you out of here in one piece. And there was kind of, I felt a little liberated by that. There's supposed to be a myth that CNN is debunking that Obamacare will make the ER more crowded. I don't understand why they're debunking that myth. Absolutely. All right. The ERs are going to be an easier place to go to, all right, than the regular doctor's office. So we already talked about the ER overcrowding, hands down. However, there are a lot of changes the hospitals are doing. The hospitals are going broke. So as a result, they need to really limit people coming to the ER. So you're hearing of hospitals in New York saying, sorry, you're only going to get 5 Lortab and that's it. 5 pain pills. You're not getting more than that. You're only going to get 2 days worth. So don't come back. So customer satisfaction is going to start to drop as doctors are trying to figure out don't come back. In fact, you know, that's kind of what I had to do recently in this office. Somebody was coming to use the ancillary services, never coming as a patient when we asked them to be a patient and to, you know, do what they were supposed to and actually see a physician to get the proper order and things like that. They had a fit about paying a copay, and we were like, fine, don't come here then. Why are you using our stuff for free? Go somewhere else. And, you know, I'm noticing customer satisfaction is definitely dropping, and we're starting to limit overcrowding by not allowing things to be, I guess, taken advantage of. So maybe that's what's going on. Don't go away. We're going to review when to go to an ER, when to go to an urgent care, what to do in your own house. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now, folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials for us on this beautiful Friday start to our weekend. Hope you guys have an amazing, safe weekend. I'm excited. I'm going to see the Captain America movie. Ah, I love Captain America. I seem to like the Marvel comics a lot more than the DC comics. The DC comics, the movies are more dark. I like it more kind of fun and bubblegummy, you know, like the Avengers and stuff. So I'm pretty excited about that because I've been kind of working real, real hard, and it's really, really nice to kind of take a little break. You know, we got these Galaxy Theaters in Las Vegas where you have the Lazy Boy seats, and the ticket prices are almost the same. Yeah, you know, where you get your tickets online ahead of time, then you go, and the seat's out there waiting for you. We bring our little blinky, and then you get to sit there and you cuddle up. Oh my gosh, it's so much fun! Okay, anyway, so I'm excited about that. That's my fun for the weekend, so hope you guys have fun too. One of you on break asked me to kind of divulge some of the secrets behind the scenes of the ER. You know, like, do doctors make fun of patients? Do nurses make fun of patients? You be naked and the open gown thing. Here's the thing. Okay, there's no. All right, there's always a lot of concern that you're naked in front of your doctor, whether it's an ER setting or a healthcare setting, etc. And you know, we doctors don't think that kind of stuff is funny. All right, there's really nothing funny about a gown and it being open in the back. I mean, we see so many tushies, it's like looking at your ear. So, no, if your gown accidentally blows open, you know, because of air conditioning, no, we really don't, nobody really makes fun of you. If something has a bad smell to it, we deal with things that have bad smells. You know, I mean, remember how your mom was when you would be bleeding or when you would have, you know, a boo-boo in another region or if you stunk or something? I mean, it's how your mom acts, okay? I mean, you know, we're here to do a job. We're above the pettiness of that, you know. Now, if a patient is acting like a jerk, oh, hell yeah, we're going to talk about that. All right, we are. All right, so if somebody I think is abusing the staff or abusive of me, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to vent. Now, I'm not going to talk about a particular name, but, you know, I mean, we are human. So for those of you that are like, no, I mean, I know I hear doctors giggle. I know I hear that. We're not giggling about you. Don't be paranoid about that, okay? We know better. We would be very, very bad doctors and very bad nurses if we were. But if I have a patient who's a jerk that I had to kick out of the ER, right, that was getting, and I had to call security, yeah, I'm going to notify my coworkers that we had this person. I'm going to give them an identification of it just in case he decides to come back after my shift and mess with somebody else. So, I mean, we're like normal people, you know? I mean, we don't sit there and go, oh my gosh, I had a guy that had the stinkiest abscess. That's really not a topic of conversation because nobody cares. We've all had patients with abscess, you know? And to me, sometimes bad body odor of somebody standing in front of me in the grocery store is more rank than an abscess I have to drain, for crying out loud. You know, one of the easiest procedures I had to do, and a fairly clean one, was extracting a thrombosed hemorrhoid. Somebody came in with a big bad hemorrhoid. I numbed it up. I took the big clot out of it, packed it. It really wasn't anything, you know. I told you guys, the one time that I practically passed out because of smell was a woman who had never had pap smears, and she had said she noticed an odor down there, and her husband won't sleep with her. And when I went in, it was completely necrotic, like dying flesh. And I wasn't expecting it, and I practically fell out of my seat. It was an instinctive response because it was like dying flesh. It was very, 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 very bad. And she had full-blown cervical cancer. And, you know, I apologized. I told her I wasn't expecting that. And, it was difficult, you know, but nobody's making fun of her. So, you know, some things will. And, you know, have I ever been shocked in front of a patient? Yeah, I've been shocked. You know, I'm like, what? Your brother stabbed you what? With a pencil? What? You know, I mean, yeah, so you could look shocked. Do we complain about you guys not paying? You know, we don't sit there and complain. From an ER setting, we don't notice the money. We don't get involved with the money. Most ER docs are paid salary or paid by the hour. So, no, we're really not going to be talking about your money status. We're not going to be talking about any immigration status. We're just going to be there to work. But, yeah, you tick us off or you're rude or you try to grab at us, absolutely, we're going to have a problem with that. What about first come, first serve and being able to sneak back to the ER and favorites and all that other stuff? Here's the thing when it comes to ER. Whoever is more sick, whoever is more acute is going to get back. Okay? Now, what if you have your doctor call? One of you had asked, you know, why can't I have my doctor call? Get me back there sooner. The doctor is not going to have as much juice getting somebody back into the ER sooner because, remember, the ER doc has to deal with the strokes and the heart attacks and the gunshot wounds first. However, what your doctor can do is do a direct admission to the hospital. Okay, if you want to bypass ER and go straight to a hospital bed, that's what your doctor has the juice to do. All right. Now, if you're like, no, I don't need to go to the hospital. It's after hours and my doctor's closed and I need the morning after pill or I think I have a bronchitis. No, there's really not a lot you should expect your doctor to do because, you know, you wait until after hours. The ER doc is a different doctor. All right. You know, do they really, really need to please the family doc? They don't. Okay? We have to kiss the ER doctor's butts. But the ER doctor does not have to kiss our butts. All right? I had a patient that I needed to admit because they were having chest pain. I told you about this case, left side of chest pain, and I didn't know what the hell was wrong with her. I mean, I did every test possible, collapsed lung, no, heart attack, no. I did everything, except she was a little tender on the right, but that still couldn't explain why she had issues on the left. So I told the internal medicine doctor to admit her. He started giving me some crap over the phone and cussing, saying, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. She doesn't have a heart attack. What am I wasting his time for and money for? And I go, I don't know, admit her. There's something going on, maybe with her gallbladder, but just admit her for crying out loud. And he does, and it turns out she actually had a necrotic gallbladder, and which is on the right, and the gallbladder was completely necrotic, even though on ultrasound it looked normal. Gas had escaped from the necrotic gallbladder, and it had gone up on the left side, causing pain on the left. No air was able to be seen under the diaphragm because it was too early, and just a little minuscule amount of air could do it. That's why she was having pain. Surgeon was happy. Everybody was happy. The internal medicine doc had to eat some crow. But, and I love internal medicine docs, but you see, I don't need to please anybody. If I want somebody admitted, my just saying admit them, it gets done, because if somebody won't admit them, they're going to probably lose privileges. If I'm an ER doc and I think that person, so, you know, I kind of supersede a lot of that in terms of authority. But, you know, so the ER doc, they're not going to, you know, bend over backwards or let a stroke person die just because you have juice with your doctor. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So then when do you go to an emergency room? When do you go to an urgent care, et cetera? And when do you try to just deal with it on your own? Well, you know, here's the thing. Many of you guys will go to the emergency room tonight because it's a Friday night. You'll think that you won't make it to the weekend. Okay, that feeling of our, I'm not going to make it through the weekend, I'm not going to make it to Monday, is absolutely the reason why I would have you go and be seen. Absolutely. If you have that instinct that you don't think you're going to make it, even if you screwed up and you should have gone during the week and you waited and waited, you didn't have your diabetic medication, you didn't have your asthmatic medication, and now you're in trouble and you feel like you're in trouble, you still go to the ER. We don't punish you because, you know, you did something stupid or you procrastinated or you waited till the last minute. Because again, a lot of people that wait till the last minute, they die. So no, our job is to make sure you live. Yeah, we may rip you a new one. Yeah, we may scold you. Yeah, we may say we told you so because we don't want you doing this again in the future. But no, if you think you're not going to make it through the night, you don't think you're going to make it through the weekend because of abdominal pain, kidney pain, fever, neck pain, headache, you get your butt to the ER. All right? If you want medication and you can't see your doctor till Monday and you work and you can't leave your job, no, that's not when you abuse the emergency room. Just because you want a refill of your medication, no, that's not what the emergency room is for. And we really urge you guys to not go to the emergency room just to get a refill on your birth control or your blood pressure medication. We ask you to see a see your medical provider for that. Urgent care versus ER. The urgent cares a lot of times do not have CAT scans. The urgent cares a lot of times will not MRI. The urgent cares will not handle bullet wounds, etc. If you have chest pain, you probably should go to the ER, because too many times people will come to an urgent care with chest pain and I still need to observe you for 24 hours. We can't observe you in an urgent care. Urgent care is locked up, but they can observe you in an ER. So if you have chest pain and the EKG looks a little off, you're probably going to be held overnight. Don't then waste time going to an urgent care because you'll have to be transferred to the ER. So those are, you know, coughs and colds, urgent care, difficulty breathing, very difficulty breathing, you may want to go to ER. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dalia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdalia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdalia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So they think there's this new free smartphone app called Entrain that'll help travelers adjust to new time zones and help you fight jet lag. Apparently, the app tells users when to manipulate their exposure to light so they could cheat their circadian clock and adjust to new time zones more quickly. Now, we know light has a significant influence on the way our circadian clock works, and it kind of helps us with a lot of our basic bodily functions, including sleep. They say light has different effects on the clock at different times of day. Just a little bit of light can shift your clock. They say the app works based on two mathematical models that describe circadian rhythms. And this is, for those of you who want to find the article, it's in the journal Plus Computational Biology. They said if you want to overcome jet lag, it's actually a math problem. And study author Danny Forger says we have calculated the optimal way of doing it. So the app designs lighting schedules for its users based on their itinerary. All of the schedules follow a basic rule. You should be exposed to the brightest light possible at one point during the day and to darkness at another point. Depending on your destination, though, the exposure times could be inconvenient. So, for example, the app may suggest that people use like a therapeutic light box or something instead of going outside because you can't get the light. And if you need to go outside into intense daytime at a light where your schedule is telling you you should be in the darkness, they said maybe wear pink tinted glasses. You know, here's the thing. A lot of my patients travel. A lot of my listeners travel. So this is something that may be able to help. All right. So basically, you first launch the app. It promptly tells you to enter the times you usually get up in the morning and when you go to sleep at night. The app offers only hours, not minutes. Okay. So you can't say, well, I usually wake up at about 6:17, but my clock is ahead by 5-10 minutes, so I get my button gear. No, no, no. The app then prompts you to set your typical light exposure from four options: low indoor, bright indoor, low outdoor, and bright outdoor. Based on the time and light exposure criteria, the app will figure out your circadian clock. So I would say if you're going to bed at night after playing Candy Crush or being on the computer or watching TV, I would say bright indoor. I would say low indoor if you kind of start to shut the house down and have a bubble bath or read a book. Okay? They say then you enter the destination, and then the time zone, the schedule is saved on the app schedule icon, whatever, and then you could, you know, now, but you see, what I look at this is, you know, maybe there's an app that then can later help you with insomnia. You know how I told you guys how we need to shut everything down in the house and you need to be exposed to some sort of darkness so you could, get that circadian clock back in and into gear and your melatonin, shot out from your body? Producing your melatonin, you know, get that squirted out like when it needs to be. And, you know, they had suggested people who camp usually get that melatonin, and that's why they end up falling asleep easier, etc. So this could be good in telling you when to shut things down, how to shut things down. Why not? Colon cancer could be decreased because of coffee. Remember we talked about how coffee could decrease liver cancer risk? They say also colon cancer risk. According to a new study from researchers at the USC Norris Comprehensive Center in LA, for the study, the researchers followed a pool of 180,000 adults of different ages and ethnic backgrounds over 18 years. They found that those adults who consumed at least three or more cups of coffee a day had a 29% less chance of developing either liver cancer or colon cancer. Now, here's the only problem is I have to say I'm not a big believer because the people in my family who died of colon cancer were pretty heavy coffee drinkers. So I can't say that. But that doesn't mean it doesn't work. But it's just another study linking coffee to less cancer, which is cool. I dig it. Speaking of cancer, they say there are these pills that could reduce the amount of copper that could remove cancer from the body by starving cancer cells. New research by Duke University in North Carolina says too much copper in the blood, which could sometimes be caused by eating too many vegetables and seafood, has been linked to a variety of conditions: melanoma, breast cancer, lung cancer, thyroid cancer. They don't think copper causes the cancer, so you don't have to worry about getting rid of your pennies. But they do think that the copper helps the cancer cells breathe, and that by removing the copper, it may lessen the development of cancer in the body. All right. So, you know, copper, they said, if they found it to reduce, it did slow tumor growth. And they said previous researchers showed copper in drinking water, given at maximum levels, quickened the growth of tumors in mice. This new study has shown copper levels may play a part in forms of the disease that possess this mutation, a cancer-causing gene called BRAF, B-R-A-F. Experiments on mice and in cells reveal that the metal is required. You need copper for the growth of some of these cancers and signaling these cancers. So the study may then allow us to hopefully tackle, shall we say, you know, cancer if we either leach out the copper, who knows, maybe by chelation, etc., I don't know, or by making sure we cut a diet. Now, oral drugs used to lower copper levels in Wilson's disease. All right, we talked about Wilson's disease where people have high copper levels. All right, those may actually be able to be somehow manipulated into a form of chemotherapy where they use that to treat BRAF-driven cancers like melanoma. So pretty cool stuff. You know, we talked about in the first hour how they were able to make noses. We talked about how they were able to make vaginas in the lab. I mean, you know, they're definitely doing some cool stuff. It's just, you know, we hear about the study. We just don't see, you know, anything come out of it. The only time we hear something being used, if it's, you know, able to be researched by a pharmaceutical company and someone's able to make money off of it. But leaching copper, that could be an expensive process. So we're going to need a pharmaceutical company for that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. A study has come out saying doctors' people skills may affect patients' health. They say a good relationship with your doctor could actually be as beneficial as statins, cholesterol medication. A review of 13 clinical trials found that when doctors were given training to kind of hone their people skills, patients typically fared better in their efforts to lose weight, lower their blood pressure, and manage pain. I answered to that, duh. All right, obviously, if you are able to engage the patient, you are able to then enlist them and get them to do what you need. Well, remember I talked about engaging, education, and enlisting? You got to engage the patient. If the patient doesn't like you and you're like, just lose weight, you didn't really engage him. And then how are you going to then educate them on what's going on? And then how could you turn around and enlist them? That's why so many of these, you know, multi-level companies do so well with sales, because, you know, these are people that are engaging you. Once they engage you, they're able to educate you on their product, and then after you're educated, they turn around and enlist you. We talked about that with car commercials, radio shows, etc. You always have to do the three E's. Now, are we doctors getting enough people skills? Are we being trained? My school, yeah. They made sure. But then again, on the flip side, we really didn't get into medical school if we didn't have people skills. Right? You really, most of our class had people skills. To, you know, they, even though it's not a requisite, our school really wanted to make sure that we would be able to work with patients and be able to, you know, really communicate. So it was extremely important. But, you know, this is kind of interesting. You know, if you're trying to get into medical school, you want to really show that you know how to communicate. I think that's extremely important because this is what medical schools are looking for. They want to know that if you want a patient to get a mammogram or get a colon cancer screen, you'll be able to convey appropriately to these guys what, why you want to do that. They don't want doctors just ordering tests, but what they want is everybody to be involved in their healthcare. The best doctor-patient relationship is when both of us work together. I hate to just tell people what to do. My telling people what to do really doesn't make any sense, all right? But you and I coming to a decision together, going, maybe this is the best path, let's do this, or do you want to try this path? Let's do this path, let's do this path. So, obviously, people skills, you know, and if you don't think your doctor has good people skills, you know, sometimes you could kind of bring it out of them. You know, ask them about their golf game. No. Most of the doctors I know don't do golf. We can't afford to do it. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Have you heard about the No-No hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, thank you for those of you who are donating to help kids fight blood cancer. We are raising as much money as we can to help these kids. $5, $10, $15, $200, whatever you have to spare, please, please, please. But we're really just pushing the $5 for a life campaign to get as many of these kids the medical help that they need. The money definitely goes to their co-pays, financial assistance, education support and research. And not only do kids get leukemia and lymphoma, but adults too. I think many of us have had a family member that died of lymphoma or leukemia, so it definitely is a cause that hits home, and we just need as many resources as possible. What we're able to do now with these diseases is amazing, whereas it used to be a death sentence, and now people can be treated, but it is a very, very tough treatment, and it is very, very scary, and we still don't have 100% perfect prognoses. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, and go to the Fight Blood Cancer link. There's a little spot right there. You can click it, and it'll take you to a donate page. Whatever you guys could do to help, thank you. And don't worry, I do find out about it. Every donation I do find out about, they make sure I know. So it's not like it's just going into some pot. And trust me, I want to make sure I know so I could personally thank you guys. I really, really appreciate it. Okay, so faking orgasms. You know, we talked about years ago, there was a study on why people fake orgasms, because they want to go to sleep. They want the partner to think they did a good job, etc. Well, now they're saying people can kind of figure it out. A study also found that men and women are equally able to determine their partner's levels of sexual satisfaction. The Canadian study included 84 couples whose members were individually asked about their levels of sexual satisfaction, communication, ability to recognize emotions, and relationship satisfaction, and they found, on average, both men and women have fairly accurate and unbiased perceptions of their partner's sexual satisfaction. We also found that having good communication about sexual issues helped participants to understand their partner's sexual satisfaction. Boy, they know how to make this dull. All right, but they said basically people could figure this out. It was in the journal Archives of Sexual Behavior. They say couples many times develop something called a sexual script. Now, I know some of you are like, no, we don't make porn films. We're not talking about a script for a film. They said there's some sort of a sexual script which guides their activity. Over time, a couple will develop sexual routines. They believe that having the ability to accurately gauge each other's satisfaction will help partners to develop scripts that they both enjoy. All right? Yeah, like the Princess Leia, right, Jabba the Hutt skit, although it's not Jabba the Hutt that he plays. He has to play like Han Solo or something like that. Anyway, over time, we get these routines, and the study, I guess, looks at how, you know, you try to fake it, people can pick that up. Now, I think people fake things for a variety of reasons, and it's not so much to please their partner, but as much as they aren't pleased, and they don't even allow themselves to get pleased. We talked about that. Sometimes certain insecurities, etc., you're just so nervous and so busy thinking that you're not just enjoying the moment. Also, being intimate takes a lot out of a person in terms of making sure they really have their guard down. A lot of people, they just aren't comfortable like that. There's people that have admitted to me as their doctor that they have never, ever had climax with their partner, husband, wife, whatever. But, you know, themselves, they're fine. Well, why is that? There's some sort of a psychological thing of somebody else being in the room. And it's very interesting. You know, we talk about sexual psychology a lot on the show because it's a pretty common topic with patients. I'm not a sex therapist by any means. I'm just a regular run-of-the-mill family doc. But those topics definitely come into play, especially when you have a couple about to break up. And they're breaking up over something as stupid as lack of communication about sexual issues. All right? You know, sexual issues are extremely important, but they don't have to be the crux of a marriage. Unfortunately, you have a lot of couples that will just avoid sex to keep the marriage going. And that's ridiculous, okay? You should be able to incorporate sex. You should be able to have fun. But me as a doctor, it's my job to let people know what are the norms and what is okay. All right? Are there people out there that will never, ever be able to climax with their partner, but they like being intimate with them, or they need other things to help them along? It's my job to say, yeah, it has nothing to do with you, Bob. You're not at fault. Has nothing to do with your sexuality. Yeah, but I've had women before that were screaming, and then, of course, she goes, well, that's because they were faking it. Then they get into a fight, and then, boom, they just completely fall apart, etc. But, you know, my recommendation to any of you guys having issues in the bedroom is don't try to suppress it or repress it and put it in the back of your mind and hope the subject doesn't go away. The subject never goes away. The subject of sex always always comes up. And it makes a lot of couples feel uneasy, which is absolutely ridiculous, because the reason why you're a couple is so you could be together and that you want to be together and you like being with that person. But somehow, you know, when we took our oaths, right, that we were going to be with this person in sickness and in health till death do us part, once the sex part decided to kind of go down and go by the wayside, because in nature it's not in our best interest to get pregnant, so the body starts to change in terms of sex drive, etc., people thought it was okay to blow that off. You know, well, I got to be with the marriage in sickness and in thin till death do us part, and we don't put any work. We've come to the notion that we really don't have to put any work into the marriage. We don't have to try to re-spark. We don't, but you do. All right, it takes a lot of work. You know, the other day we were talking about how, you know, somebody had a very needy partner, and she always needed to feel loved, and she always needed to be, well, a lot of us do. Sometimes we don't want to be smothered, but maybe that person isn't that needy after all. You know, how often do you tell your partner you love them, or that they're sexy, or they attract you, etc.? All right. You know, your job is to make sure that you are communicating, make sure the other person is getting what they need, find compromises so you guys are giving each other what you need or being able to do things. A lot of people can be intimate that are paralyzed from the waist down, and they're able to be intimate. There's things that people can do. Right, but it's not for me to kind of go through and divulge, because this is a family show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was scary. They say only 5 mutations are needed to make the bird flu more contagious. Now, the bird flu is a virus, the H5N1 virus. And I guess a Dutch virologist has published research, this is according to NPR, that he says is important for us to know. Says there's only 5 little baby mutations that are needed to allow the virus to spread through the air between ferrets, which is a lab proxy, I guess, for people. The virus has not been contagious in people. Right now, the H5N1, all right? But it has been known to infect people and kill them. Just because somebody was infected with it doesn't mean it's contagious among people. They could have picked it up from the animal. So they said 650 people have been infected with it. 386 people now have died from the H5N1. Now, there's been a lot of back and forth controversy on whether labs should test and figure out what has to be done. And the reason why there's controversy is we don't want a bad guy to get a hold of the newly mutated virus, because we don't think there's security anywhere. Nothing is safe that we've seen, right? We saw White House down. How many of us saw White House down? Exactly. Nothing is safe. Nothing is secure. So, I'm fine with knowing. Okay, I'm fine with knowing. Now, what I would, though, recommend is, rather than making these things, right, and not having them protected, maybe figure out how you could make a vaccine from something that may be close to it, so you don't have to actually have the highly contagious bird flu. But keep in mind, all viruses can mutate. Even HIV. If you don't think HIV could later mutate to airborne, you're wrong. I've had 2 specialists tell me, a virologist, a microbiologist in training, saying absolutely they could have the ability in 100 years, 200 years, or whatever, to mutate to where it could be airborne. That's scary stuff. Now, most viruses don't. The herpes virus hasn't really, you know, mutated, you know, much. However, we are starting to see more cutaneous skin herpes, if you've noticed. So that's kind of interesting. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down. Hang me down. You don't hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down in a little white church.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome, the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE.
Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRYLIFE.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.